You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And I'm Steven.
And we are
The Broadway Husbands.
You're all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On The Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast network you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
Visit us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands, online at bpn.fm/husbands. We are proud members of the Broadway Podcast Network.
BPN.
So, welcome to episode 12. Episode 12. We've done 12 episodes of our podcast.
We're like another trilogy from what there is of the current Star Wars episodes. Like, it would be like a whole nother three episodes.
I don't think it's quite as epic. I wish it was.
It feels really epic.
Some people asked us on Instagram, what are our goals for 2020?
And we've both had a hard time. Well,
we haven't had any time to like actually sit down and set goals for the year.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like we were... Sorry.
Are you burping up your bubbly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. It's delicious, bubbly.
Sorry, we're drinking bubbly.
Okay. Not sponsored by bubbly, but we would happily be sponsored by bubbly.
You know, we were in such a frantic state, I think, for a while when we moved back. So we were just super busy trying to make everything work.
Like living in the moment. Really trying to just like get to through each day and
trying to pay our bills and trying to figure it out.
Once the holidays happened, it was like, you know, I was in rehearsals and learning all these tracks I had to learn. And I still have a couple more things to learn to go on for before I actually think I'll maybe feel comfortable at Wicked. I'm not sure if I'll ever feel comfortable at Wicked because it's so much work swinging, but we actually, for the first time in about a year and a half, have some steady income.
Yeah, we do. And it's definitely, we're in a much calmer state now. So, but we're both extremely busy and it's very hard for us to find time to sit down with one another. Like, it's even hard for us to schedule times for both of us to be
on the podcast.
On the podcast at the same time.
So here we are.
So here we are. And
so we thought it'd be interesting to actually set our goals for 2020 live while recording.
I mean, it's already the end of January, so we better get a move on this.
Yeah. So I'm going to, you know, if anyone doesn't know, I have a side business as the Broadway Life Coach. And one of the things that...
Tell me what I can do to coach you.
Well, I'll coach you first and then you can coach me.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, here we go.
I am a certified life coach. You can check out my website, brettschaefer.com, if anyone's looking for for help. But the goal of, you know, coaching is to help you set goals and hold you accountable to them for the future. So for me, I always use this acronym SMART, which I'm sure most people have heard of. The acronym SMART for goal setting basically is a great way to measure out whether or not it's a goal that is achievable. So SMART stands for specific. The M stands for measurable. Mm-hmm. A stands for achievable. Mm-hmm, right. Some people say
attainable
or whatever, but I use resonant. So does it resonate with you? And T stands for timely. So some people use different words for those, but that's what I use. So specific. So we want to set a goal for 2020.
Uh-huh.
And usually I say, let's set 1, 2, 3 goals at a max.
Okay.
Right. But for this, for the sake of everyone on the listening, let's just try to set one. What do you think?
Or do you want to do one personal one? Like a personal
goal? One and a personal one and a professional one. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So
this feels daunting right now. Cause
what do you think? Oh, what do you want to accomplish this year personally for you?
Personally, I think, God, there's so many things. So personally, like the things I want to happen like now or in the near future are, I want to sell our apartment. I want to buy a house. I want to have a baby. Those are the things that I want to happen that I feel like can't really happen today.
Well, what about this year?
But they can happen in 2020.
So what's one thing that would get you closer to one of those
things?
This
is 2020. Sorry.
Like, let's say we don't have the house this year.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, the house is fine.
That's probably okay, right?
Yeah, but I'm, like, starting to obsessively look at houses.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'll stop. So I think then really the goal is to be pregnant and have a baby. I mean, it's really the main goal. And I think, go ahead, coach me.
So you would like to be pregnant by the end of this year, or would you like to have the baby by the end of this year?
If this not,
be specific.
I would like to have the baby by no later than February of 2021.
Okay, so we're pregnant this year.
Like next month.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, so coach me.
Okay, so is that measurable? Yeah.
Yeah, I just
like if you have a baby, if you have a baby in your hand,
I just
like
measured it. Yeah, 2021, right? February.
How achievable is that?
Very.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How do you know it's achievable?
It's achievable because I have know people that have done it.
It's okay, but for you.
Well, it's achievable because
We're in a place financially where we can do it.
Financially, we're okay, and we already have all of our eggs in a basket. Mostly, we have all the insurance.
Literally. We have embryos.
Yeah, I mean, like literally, we have all of our eggs in. Yeah, we have the embryos. We have the embryos. We have all of our insurance and things set up. We have the money set aside in an account for the surrogate. So all those things are ready. Like we just have to find a surrogate.
We just need a carrier.
We need a carrier.
Okay.
And yeah, go ahead.
And does it resonate with you? Like, does it get you excited and a little nervous?
Yeah. Resonating.
Uh-huh. And it's timely. Okay, good. That's a good goal, to be pregnant by the end of the year.
Just get me pregnant already.
I've been trying for years. So,
please.
So that's a great personal long-term goal for the year. And then we could break that down into smaller goals. So like which you already just did. So we need a carrier. So that's to like, me the first
that's the first
goal
step.
Yeah. And we could set that, you know, we have some wheels in motion that things yeah.
might happen
yeah. We're hoping maybe by March things will be lined up. So break that down to a small goal, then, you know, then from there it's like we have to get the apartment ready, right? Mm-hmm. So then that could be a second half of the year
that
goal.
Makes me nervous.
Yeah, it's a tiny apartment. To have another human being in there.
We'll last for like a year.
And the walls are thin. I'm going to feel so bad for our neighbors.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, we listen to them fight all the time. So like literally like...
Drunk fight.
Yeah. I don't even know that they're drunk. Like, because there have been times that they have been drunk. But like all I hear is like... And he's like, I told you. Babe, it's not like that. Listen to me. You're not listening to me. Yeah. It's like, anyways. So
we're
like
trying to watch Star Wars.
And I'm like.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, this is a goal that I feel like we've got all of the things lined up. I just want it to happen.
Okay. So that's a good personal goal for us. I think we can both share that goal personally, right?
Okay. We can share it.
What's talk about career goals.
Okay. So yeah, these are hard. It's yeah. super hard.
I can do my career. How about,
yeah. How about you go that. First?
I would really like this year to get more directing and producing credits. Hmm. Like that's a big goal. I directed Little Mermaid last year. I really loved that experience. I loved producing and creating the video content I've produced over the years. I've been doing some side work, doing branding and like social media management stuff for some friends. And I really love the content, right? Clearly, Broadway Husbands, I love creating content. So, but I want to get more legitimate producing, directing credits with real theaters or real production companies. Because I think what I'd like to do is eventually either, ideally in like 5 years from now, I want to work for Walt Disney Imagineering. That's my dream goal. But I want to take advantage of being in the community again and being in New York to do some more of that. So I think this year, what would be great is maybe two or three projects that I have guided,
mm-hmm.
either as a producer or
wait,
a director.
What is the S for again?
Specific.
Smart? Specific. So I'm curious.
Oh God.
How can we make this a little bit more specific? So you're saying 2 to 3 projects?
He's listened to me, coach.
I've heard
people.
Him, coach. So you're saying 2 to 3 projects. What specifically would you be doing in those projects? Would it be directing only or creating content and directing and producing? I think you need to be a little bit clearer.
Do you really? Or are you just patronizing me?
I think you do, because okay. I think that you can't just be like doing 3 things. Like it has to be 1 thing.
Well, I would like to have.
I mean, 3, like you could do 3 projects, but I think,
yeah.
What are you doing in those projects?
I would like
directing.
I'm open to them either being producing and directing or both. Why can't they be open to that?
I think
it's too vague.
Yeah.
So I guess
be more.
I guess if I am producing it, I could still be directing it, right? So why don't I say I want 3 projects that I direct?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And I guess they could be video projects or theatrical projects.
I think you need to be more specific.
Why can't I say a minimum of 2 projects?
And one is video and one is theatrical?
Yeah.
That's
is that more specific?
That's better, yeah. And then the M is for?
Measurable.
Measurable.
That's
so
measurable. There's 2.
There's 2. Okay. And attainable? No, what did you say? Oh, achievable. Yeah. Do you think this is achievable?
Yeah, I've done it before. Okay. I have experience accomplishing it before.
All right. And what is the R for?
Resonant.
Resonant.
Yeah. Makes me nervous.
I will say you look excited.
If I could like work with, let's say like if I could even associate direct like with mm-hmm. Susan Stroman or like Jerry Mitchell, you know, like somebody like that, that would be really cool. Or even lead a project as a director, mm-hmm. like to host, like direct a reading and help get a project like into like a theater company or something like that. That would be so cool. Like I would live for that. And then, so that, yeah, that makes me scared and nervous and like resonates. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then timely, I think, yeah, we've set a time limit on it. Let's say if
so it'd be December 19th of 2020. You want to achieve these goals?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because
December, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, it would be awesome. I feel like December 19th or 20th is a good date to pick because it's right before Christmas. And by that point, you're going to want to have done it.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have, did I coach you right?
Yeah. Good job, Steven.
So if you guys want to be coached by me, just DM me on Broadway Husbands. No, I'm just kidding.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
All right, so coach me on a goal.
Okay, let's talk about your career goal. What do you want to have happen this year?
God. I have like fantasies of things that I want to happen.
I'm sure you do.
I do. Say it, Alan.
I was going to make a bad threesome joke.
But I want to say things that are realistic. Okay. So,
go.
Like, for instance, there's like this, like, I would love to be in a play. I think that would be something that I would.
But aren't you doing that right now?
I am doing it right now. So that's like, yeah.
So then you've accomplished that goal.
I'm
already
accomplishing
in 2020.
It. Yeah, I'm accomplishing it and I'm loving it. So I guess my other goal is I want to be at least a supporting role in a feature film.
Ooh, that's good.
That's like always been like a dream thing of mine. Like I want to be able to go somewhere and like work really hard and rehearse really hard for like 3 to 4 months and like really prepare and then like get a chance to like film a project that, I don't know. I just like, that's like always been kind of like a dream goal of mine.
Okay, so you would like to book at least a supporting role in a major motion picture or an independent film? What are you thinking?
Well, see, this is where I don't want to.
Had you booked any films before?
Only like 2.
And were they major motion pictures or independent films?
One was a major motion picture and one was an independent film.
And did you have speaking lines? Were you supporting role in either of them?
One I was the lead and one I was just like a dancer.
Okay. And so the one you were the lead, were you happy with the level of that production?
No.
Okay. No. So you want to go a notch up from that?
Yes.
So more, so.
So
not like, a student film.
Not and, a student film or not like a, like a no budget film, but like.
So supporting role in an independent film.
Independent film. Yeah. That sounds like that's it. Yeah.
I think it's a good, that feels specific, right?
Yeah.
And it's measurable because it's one.
It's one. Yeah.
Is it's it one. How achievable is that? We just talked through that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it can be achieved.
Because you've done...
I've done it, sort of.
Sort of. So you just gotta
go. Definitely, like, auditioned for things that are much bigger than that kind of level and much smaller than that kind of level. I've auditioned for all of those levels around it and in between and just really, really, really want to...
You really want that. Yeah, I can see that. Really resonates.
Do. I really do.
Yeah, so then you, so then your actions this year need to reflect that.
Yes, sir.
Right? So how do you... You know, you need to maybe take some workshops.
Yeah.
With some, you know, independent film casting directors.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Or maybe take Bob Krakauer's class again or something.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done that in a while.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be a really good goal for you.
All right.
Do you guys talk like this at home?
No.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. We're not this civil.
Usually we just watch Netflix.
Would it not be beneficial to, like, do monthly check-ins like this?
I've tried.
Oh,
I've tried to schedule those appointments and then they always fade from our schedule. Right, Steven?
I mean, yeah, sometimes they do. Yeah.
The problem really for us with our lives is that we freelance on so many things. So our schedules are so inconsistent. So we have to really sit down and, like, force ourselves to have these conversations, you know, but we honestly, like we were saying, and we were being really honest, is since this year started, since I joined Wicked, like, I've had no time. Yeah. So this is really helpful. I hope it's helpful for some of you listening. For
somebody listening. Yeah.
For us to, like, sit down and talk through what we want to accomplish this year.
Yeah.
I think those are good goals.
They are good goals, and they're definitely achievable.
And they require us to budget and think about money and all that stuff will sort of be the smaller goals towards these larger goals for the year. Mm-hmm. But it's exciting. I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Yay.
I coached you. Do you feel better now that I coached you?
Yeah. You're such a good coach.
I know.
You've learned from the best.
All right. So now that you've learned, now we're going to move on
to our next segment we call
Spotlight on Love.
Well, I don't really have...
We have the question. So the question is...
Oh, right. Yes, this is a good question.
Would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship?
Success of the relationship. I mean, it's interesting because we have friends who... a really dear friend of ours is going through separation. And one of the early conversations as the separation started was his unwillingness to compromise. And that was an interesting conversation because, like, compromise, I think, is really a huge part of marriage. But the thing about, to me, about marriage is that compromise doesn't feel like compromise in a marriage. It feels like collaboration, maybe, or like, so it's a hard thing to say. Like, I'm willing to do, maybe suspend my own satisfaction, let's say, work-wise, if it's going to help our family, let's say, accomplish our goals for 2020, right? So if you wanted to make a film and you booked something or we knew that this job was going to make more money and help us have a kid, that's our goal for the year, then I'm willing to say, like, okay, I'll quit and we'll go and we'll try it and we'll figure it out, just like we did with Charleston, right? Is that compromise? I mean, I guess on some level it's compromise, but it feels like a commitment to our relationship.
Right.
And, you know, I was very unhappy. There were moments in Charleston where I would be driving and drop you off at work and I would be driving to my other job crying in the car going, I'm so unhappy. And, you know, but it was worth figuring out and worth trying. How many people do we know in New York that complain about New York and complain about 8 shows a week and never freaking try something else? And we freaking did it.
That's right.
And we're back to where we started, you know, and we know, but we know things now, many wonderful things. And it's,
you're so Broadway. Well,
hey. And so I think it's, you know, I would say compromise and a commitment in relationship, compromise is essential in marriage, but it doesn't feel like compromise when you're doing it for the greater good of the relationship.
And also, I think, I guess my answer would be like, do you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship? I think that, just speaking for myself, is that my relationship and marriage makes me so happy that I want to do things that support it. So therefore, it's very similar to what Brett was just saying. It's just, it's not compromising. It's making this thing, like, in my life, you know, it makes me happy on, like, just my living level, like my heart happy. And if that's happy, then joy can be found in things that I maybe don't like necessarily like want to do or have to do, but like, it doesn't matter. It all seems sort of trivial because
there's been like 2 or 3 times in our relationship where career things have come up. Mm-hmm. One was very early on in our relationship. I got off a final callback for the Chorus Line tour. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And I turned down the callback because I didn't want to leave town because Steven and I had just started dating and I really wanted the relationship to grow. It felt like a bigger commitment to the relationship to turn down that job. And of course, I always wonder what, you know, J. Armstrong Johnson has this amazing, like, you know, principal career now, and like, I wonder if I had done that tour, if that could have happened to me or whatever. But at the same time, I'm so happy in my marriage and I'm so happy with what we've built that it was worth it. So you just never, you know, and I remember that one time I got offered the Hoop-Dee-Doo review at Disney World.
Oh, right.
And I was like, I'm ready to move to Disney World.
And I was like, we're not moving to
Orlando. And I was willing, like, I knew it would make me so happy to move to Orlando and work at Disney World.
And I was like, we're not moving to Florida.
But I was willing.
I think I said, I'm not moving to Florida.
And I was like, I'm wrong. I can't leave my husband behind. So, yeah.
And I think, like, on my side of things, I've had people, like, instantly I think of a friend of mine who I grew up with dancing with. She dances for a company in France, and the few times that I've seen her in the past 10 years, she's been like, oh, you should come and audition and take class. And I remember there was a time where, like, I was at the age and like where I probably could have done that, but like ultimately I was like, but then I would have to like live in France.
Yes.
And I said to Brett, I was like, how would I? And he was like, well, if you want to do it. And I was like, I don't know. You know, so like, I've definitely made decisions like that for us to be together. And, but like, ultimately, it doesn't feel like a compromise on my happiness because this is what I want. You know, like, I want us to be together as much as we possibly can. I mean, not as much as we, but you know, as long as it, you know, we're still getting to do the things that we want to do.
So I guess the point is that, like, if you're not willing to compromise in the relationship,
it shouldn't feel like a compromise. I feel like compromise is the right
relationship for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my thought on that question, because it shouldn't feel like compromise, and it shouldn't feel like, it should feel like, you know, you're committed. And that's, to me, what marriage is about, right? I'm committed to this other person's happiness. And, you know, I think that if Steven knew that, like, moving to Orlando would have been the best thing for us together, he would have been like, yes, let's do it. But the timing,
it was not the right
time. The timing is always an issue, right?
The timing is always
an issue. Sometimes the timing's right for one person and it's not right for the other. And, you know, you just have to trust that when whatever the universe wants, timing wise, is going to work out.
And that's, and you know, ultimately, that's how we came to the decision to move to Charleston. Like the timing was just right for both of us. We were just so ready to like say yes to leaving.
We didn't
and
have
like,
work.
Yeah, we were like, yeah. Great. And we both were like, let's try this, you know?
Mm-hmm. So that is a great question,
yeah.
I think. And we'd love to hear what you guys have to think. So if you want relationship and dating advice from our completely unqualified selves, shoot us a DM on Instagram at Broadway Husbands or email us on BroadwayHusbands.com, and we just might choose your question on the next episode. Also, to guarantee that you receive our advice, consider becoming a patron on Patreon, and you can join us live on a podcast to ask your questions. So check out this plus an array of other benefits at patreon.com/BroadwayHusbands for more details. And as always, we inspire you on this podcast to
love who you love
and love what you do.
Always.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.